Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into athletico physical therapy.
Great.
And I have to admit, when I hear physical therapy, I think of like a typical,
Yeah.
standard clinic. But going through their materials, athletico seems to be a little different.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're one of the biggest physical therapy providers, like in the entire US.
Wow.
But they really highlight this personalized care,
Really?
which made me wonder, how do you balance being that big with also being individualized? How does that even work?
That's a good question because you don't see that often. So how does that, I guess, play out for somebody who might be a patient? What does it mean that they're so big?
Well, one thing is being that large means they probably have a pretty big network of clinics. So if someone travels a lot or maybe they move, you're more likely to find them in different places and it'll be that same consistent care.
So it's like having a familiar system no matter where you go. Know what
Exactly.
I mean? But then there's this whole other side of like personalized care.
Right.
And I feel like they mentioned it a lot. Like I saw, listen, I saw set goals, personalized treatment plans. Are those just buzzwords or does it actually mean something in physical therapy?
I mean, it makes sense if you think about it,
Okay.
because everybody's body is a little different.
Right.
So are their injuries.
Sure.
It wouldn't make sense to have just one standard approach for everyone. That wouldn't really work, would it?
Yeah, because if you're recovering from an injury, I imagine there's a big mental component to
Oh,
it.
for sure.
Right. Like, what if you're afraid to re-injure yourself? Or you're just not seeing progress as fast as you thought.
Absolutely. And that's why I think what Athletico emphasizes about listening is important. Because you need to understand the person's concerns. What are they worried about? What's motivating them? It's not just the physical stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And they actually have a lot of patient stories on their website.
Bet they do.
And I noticed that in a lot of them, people talk about how the therapist really listened to them, like they felt heard, you know?
Definitely. Feeling like you're not just a number in their system, that's huge.
Absolutely. But one thing that really surprised me is how many different services they have. Like I knew it was more than just basic physical therapy, but some of this stuff I have never even heard of.
I know. That's a lot. It's interesting,
It
though.
sort of like they've got the regular physical therapy, occupational therapy,
Right, the standard.
but then it gets kind of, I don't know, different, like telehealth. I
Yeah.
mean, I can see how it'd be helpful, but I don't think of physical therapy and online at the same time.
It's definitely a newer thing.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
there's pelvic health therapy,
Right.
which I'll be honest, I had to Google.
It's not something you hear every day,
No, not really.
but it's super important for both men and women.
Okay.
And I think it shows that Athletico, they're looking beyond just like sports injuries
Right.
or if you've had surgery.
Like the typical stuff.
Exactly. They're dealing with a much wider range of things than I think people realize.
Okay, so we've established they're big, but they're focused on the individual personalized care. But where I think it gets really interesting is this whole variety of services.
Right.
So we'll unpack that a little more after this break. So we're back, and we're still talking about athletico physical therapy.
Lots to dig into.
I know, right? And we talked about how big they are, how they emphasize that personal touch. But the thing that really got me was all these different services they offer. It's
Yeah.
like they literally have a treatment for everything.
It's pretty smart when you think about it.
How so?
Well, by getting into those specific areas, those niches, they're becoming the go-to for a lot more stuff.
Makes sense.
Like, let's say you went to them for, I don't know, a sports injury, and it went really well.
Right.
Later on, you might think of them again if you need something else.
Oh, I see, like pelvic health or something.
Exactly. It builds trust that way.
It's like they're saying, we're here for all that, whatever your body's going through.
Exactly. And it all connects back to that thing we touched on earlier about patient education
Oh.
and preventing stuff before it happens.
Yeah.
They're not just sitting around waiting for you to get hurt.
That's true.
They want to give you the info to stay healthy in the first place.
Yeah, they have that whole section on their website, health resources or something.
Right.
I'll be honest, at first I was like, who's reading all this? But then I got sucked in.
Yeah, it happens.
There's articles on like not falling down, how to have good posture at work, even stuff for caregivers.
That's so important.
It is, especially if you've got like older family members,
Absolutely. It's recognizing that healthcare isn't just about fixing what's broken, right? It's about giving people the tools to take care of themselves.
I wonder if that attracts a different kind of therapist, you know?
You mean to work there?
Yeah, like are they drawn to that whole philosophy? Or is it something they learn once they're part of Athletico?
That's a good question. I'm sure it's a mix.
Yeah.
Some therapists probably just naturally lean towards that more holistic approach.
Yeah.
So they fit right in.
Right.
But then there's also something to be said for a company that encourages that kind of thinking.
So it's both.
Yeah, probably. Oh, and speaking of what kind of company they are.
Yeah.
They make a big deal about their student loan repayment program.
Right. For employees.
Which these days you hear a company talk about benefits and you're like, yeah, okay, we'll see.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But this one, I don't know, it feels different.
It does.
And I think it goes back to that whole well-being thing. But now it's for the therapists themselves.
Oh.
Like they're acknowledging that healthcare workers, they come out of school with a ton of debt.
Oh, for sure.
And they're willing to invest in making their lives a little easier.
Which you don't see that every day.
Not at all. And I think that little detail, it says a lot.
What do you mean?
It tells me they're thinking long-term. Not just about getting people in the door.
Okay.
But about keeping them around, making it a place where people actually want to work.
And if the therapists are happy.
Exactly.
That's got to translate to better care, right?
100%. It's like this positive feedback loop. The company takes care of its people.
Right.
Those people feel good. They do good work. The patients benefit. Everybody wins.
It's the dream. But you know what we haven't talked about yet?
What's that?
The cost.
Ah, right. The big question mark.
But because we can talk about all this other stuff, but at the end of the day.
People got to be able to afford it.
Exactly. So we're going to unpack that right after this. All right. So this is the part I'm actually kind of curious about.
Yeah, I get it.
Because we've talked about how athletico-physical therapy, they're really going beyond just, you know, fixing the immediate problem. They've got all these services.
Right.
They care about prevention. They seem to really value their employees.
Definitely.
But the cost, right.
That's the big one.
It is a big one, especially with healthcare. It can be so confusing.
Oh, tell me about it.
But what I thought was cool with Athletico, they seem to be really upfront about it.
Yeah. That's what I noticed too, is like they're going for transparency, which is nice to see.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they even say it directly, easing financial uncertainties, and they offer different payment options.
Mm.
They even talk about making sure your insurance is all good before you even go in for a visit.
Which is so smart. Think about how many times you've gotten a medical bill and been like, what is this?
Oh, all the time.
Right. So, but just dealing with that up front.
Yeah.
It takes away that stress, that mystery of not knowing what you're going to owe.
It's almost like they're treating you like a person.
Exactly.
Not just a patient. Like, we know you have a life and bills and all that.
Right. Which goes back to that whole patient-centric thing they're all about.
It does.
Making the whole experience from the moment you walk in to when you get that bill in the mail less stressful.
You know, it's funny. We think of good services like being friendly, having a nice waiting room. But honestly, in healthcare, just being upfront about the money part,
yeah,
that's huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
Because even if the actual therapy is amazing, if you're stuck with a bill you weren't expecting,
forget it.
It ruins the whole thing.
So let's recap. Athletico-physical therapy. At first, you might think, okay, just another physical therapy place. But as we've learned,
there's more to it.
There's a lot more to it.
They're huge, but they still manage to focus on each person.
Right. Personalized.
And they're not just fixing what's already broken. They're all about preventing it in the first place.
They've got all those services, the education stuff.
They care about their employees, yeah. Which ultimately benefits everyone, right?
Totally. It's like they're saying, we're not just trying to fix your knee. We're trying to change the whole game.
It's a big goal.
It is. So here's something to think about. Knowing all this, do you think this whole approach with education, prevention, making people feel good,
yeah.
Is that the future of healthcare? It's something to think about.
Yeah.
Until next time.